This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 571,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 135,000. The number of infections globally surpasses 13 million and 3.3 million in the U.S. In response to the number of deaths and infections, World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there would be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. He said if governments do not clearly communicate with their citizens and roll out a comprehensive strategy focused on suppressing transmission and saving lives, if populations do not follow the basic public health principles of physical distancing, hand washing, wearing masks, coughing etiquette, and staying at home when sick, if the basics are not followed, there is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Parts of the world, especially the United States, are still seeing huge increases in the first wave of COVID-19 infections, while others flatten the curve and ease lockdowns. Some places are implementing a second round of shutdowns. And the U.S. state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom has extended the closure of bars and indoor dining statewide and has ordered gyms, churches, and hair salons closed in most places as coronavirus cases keep rising. On July 1st, Newsom ordered many counties to close bars and indoor operations at restaurants, wineries, zoos, and family entertainment centers like bowling alleys and miniature golf. On Monday, Newsom extended that order statewide and closed additional parts of the world's fifth largest economy, including indoor malls and offices for non-critical industries. Again, California Governor Gavin Newsom extending the closure of bars and indoor dining statewide. This is VOA News.